Chapter 6. Decision-making, mediation and progression. Every time you succeed or fail, every chance taken or missed is the result of a decision that was made or not made by someone. Businesses are managed by decisions, and in many companies, the decision-making process often stops progress. High-performing teams make the right decision quickly and can be trusted to take action. In a remote environment, it can be very difficult to get everyone together in a meeting to discuss a decision. You cannot always get face-to-face communication. So you need a process based on the same idea as asynchronous communication. Asynchronous decision-making. Asynchronous decision-making is a great way for your team to move forward and take decisions without a lot of meetings. It is used a lot in open source projects. Open source means anybody is free to use, change, and share a project, so it is easier to collaborate and make better decisions. It is amazing to see how people come together and collaborate on a project that has an end goal without meeting, simply through asynchronous communication. This type of decision-making needs a lot of planning and begins by creating a process which has a communication channel at the center with a strong system to help people to work together. The best way to do this is to have one channel to discuss ideas and another for people to decide which idea they want to choose. In remote settings, getting everybody to agree can slow progress. So, if you cannot get everyone to agree, it is better if most people do. There are lots of different programs which you can buy today that help with this type of decision-making process. They can be used with any communication and project management tool in a company. You could do this. Give people the job of making a decision. Start discussing it online. Write some plans and ask people to choose the best one. Share the results and actions to be taken. If you use asynchronous decision-making, productivity will increase because you are motivating collaboration and making better use of time. When a decision has been made, a plan has to be put into action by choosing an owner who is responsible for delivering the results, who can take any problems to the decision-maker and let everybody know what is happening. Conflict resolution and mediation. There can be conflict in remote teams, just as there can be in any working environment. You cannot, nor should not, try to stay away from it. It can often be a way to move forward. Arguing over difficult problems is an important part of how a company works. In a remote work setting, teams should build good ways of doing this into their work. The best way is to develop a process for managing conflict that is part of the company culture and known by everybody. If it is part of normal day-to-day business, it will not seem so difficult to manage, and it will stop conflict from becoming bigger and hurting people. If a worker feels able to ask for mediation to find a resolution to a conflict, it is a sign of a healthy company culture. Managing conflict in remote work can be easier than face-to-face, since it becomes a recorded process, and the process becomes part of company culture. Mediators, usually managers or team leaders, are important, and they need to have training. For mediation to be successful, people must trust and respect the mediator, and there should be good channels of communication to find quick resolutions for problems. Arguing in writing. People often argue in writing in the chat channels, not in formal documents. Because online chat is instant, people do not always think before they answer, and it is easy to read things incorrectly. And while it is good that there is a record of what was said and when, you can still miss things. You can check information if you are communicating in person, but in written communication, you cannot always understand the situation or how a person feels. According to Allen and Barbara Pease, writing in the New York Times, more than 50% of communication is not done in words. This shows some of the problems you could have with chat channels. Arguing in person. Although you do not record anything when you are arguing in person, it is still very real. But as the manager, you can only know what each person says happened. Arguing in person is rare in the remote working setting, as a lot of the communication is done using chat or email. Mediation. The first step for anyone who finds themselves in a conflict situation is to ask for mediation from their manager or team leader. Sometimes it may be a team leader who asks for mediation and asks their manager for help. The goal of mediation is to have a clear understanding of the conflict and take away any strong feelings from the discussion. Here are the steps in the mediation process. The mediator speaks to everybody in the conflict and writes the points of the conflict that are important to each side. This must be recorded. The mediator sends these written points from the conversations to each person to check. If people have been arguing in writing, the mediator collects the documents recording the conversations and makes a list of the important points. All sides are invited to a video call, if all are remote, to find a resolution to the conflict. The agenda is carefully planned before the meeting and is based on the mediator saying what the important points of the conversations are. Then each person can talk. The mediator then works with everybody to find an answer to the problem where possible. The result of the meeting is sent out in writing. The mediator does the important job of finding a way for everyone to meet in the middle and be able to move on. The goal is to stop people arguing. How is this done? There is more than one way, but the mediator should work with everybody to understand each person's way of thinking, change their behaviour, look at what they have agreed from time to time, share work more fairly, and give greater responsibility. Feeling happy at work. Feeling happy at work means that you like your job. You know what you are doing, what you have achieved, and what you can do. You feel that your team and other people in your business respect you. Remote working is no different, but remote workers may have different ideas about what makes them like their jobs. Most people enjoy doing things to the best of their ability and being given the responsibility to make decisions and be part of something. The difference between an office-based worker and a remote worker is that the office worker usually works normal working hours, while a remote worker may enjoy being flexible, being able to look after children, take a longer lunch break, and spend time in the sun. But the reasons for motivation are not important. What is important is that companies with happy employees perform 20% better than the competition. Here are some steps you can take to create a happy, productive team. Say, "Well done," often. This is best in front of other people in the team. Hold a weekly 10-minute Zoom call to talk about any successes. Create a Slack channel where team members can share news that they are proud of. Write an instant note when you notice someone doing more than they have to. This can really motivate your team. Make work matter. No one wants to feel that their work does not matter. Check that each employee knows why they are doing what they are doing and how important it is. Zappos are a good example. They deliver shoes and clothes, but their mission is to deliver happiness. All new employees spend 2 weeks taking customer service calls, no matter what job they are going to be doing, so they see the value of their work. Spend time thinking about how your team can develop as people and workers. When employees feel they are not developing, that is when they start looking for something new. People feel happy when they are growing and increasing their abilities. You could pay towards online or in-person classes, courses, or meetings for employees who want to learn something new. Have lunch and learns, where someone from inside or outside the team talks about something they love. Start a book or film club. Career progression. Remote workers have goals and dreams too. They should have the same type of career development systems as office-based workers. Career progression is the process used by managers to allow their teams to plan different ways of developing their careers based on what abilities they need for a position. Career progression is important if you want to keep your team. Managers should motivate their employees to develop their abilities and maybe find a way to become specialists in an area. This could be by paying for training, getting them to research and write about it, or speak at events. Managers need to discuss what their employees' goals and dreams are and track their progress. It is important to talk about these often and use a whole video call to do it. Or, as well as the 4 monthly team meetings, take time for each person on the team. One-on-one meetings are a great place for these discussions. Record the conversations by making a note of the action points and check back at the next session to see what progress has been made or any changes that are needed. Develop career path planning for your team or company. Ask the team about success. What is a win? Continue to repeat the organization's goal and what part they have in it. Create short and long-term goals and a process for career progression. Talk to the team often and keep the goals at the front of everybody's mind. Track performance and measure results using performance management tools. Communicate results and give feedback often. Help teams to make decisions and to take action. Most importantly, say well done in front of the team when people succeed. Discuss things one-to-one when they do not.